Dr. Emmanuel Ladu, an intern in Juba Teaching Hospital Emergency and Accident Department, says the decision to lay down their tools came after the medical workers petitioned the hospital administration asking them to improve working conditions. Dr. Ladu says the administrators failed to provide interns doctor at the emergency department with incentives, accommodations and other necessities.
We have been receiving $10,000 that even cannot sustain us for 1 week. For ultrasound, because people are staying in different parts of Juba. And the second demand is actually feeding during the duty times. We are given 3,000 per supper and 10 and 4,000 per lunch. And actually, this one for 8 to 10 or even more people on duty. Actually, we are just asking them which kind of food these amounts can buy, and none of them able to answer our questions. And how do you expect doctors to on duty to work for 24 hours empty stomach?
Ladu says more than 25 intern doctors and more than 30 clinical officers work in the Department of Emergency and Accidents at Juba Teaching Hospital. Ladu says intern and clinical officers have also been denied access to the hospital bathroom, especially those who are on night duty. He says medical personnel face a number of challenges, especially those working night duty.
You're doing duty. Suddenly, you receive a patient at midnight. Someone who's critically ill need to be urgently helped. But you will find yourself, you're doing nothing because the essential medications are not available in the hospital. So, and also, toilet has been locked from us. Some of us are using other means to help themselves, especially at night. We don't have wheelchairs, they're hiding them and rollers for the patients.
Another intern in the hospital department of internal medicine who prefers to be identified as Dr. Chol and requested his voice to be changed for fear of reprisals from the administration says in the past Juba Teaching Hospital administrators came up with what he was called cost sharing between patient and the hospital. Dr. Chol says the policy did not succeed as most intern and clinical officers did not receive their incentives. Dr. Chol says workers want to know why management has not increased their incentives since the hospital has been generating internal income.
Why can't the hospital increase that amount so that we can have at least a good lunch and a good supper and we can be able to work well? That has not been implemented. That is one of the reasons which made us to go on a strike. To make it clear, our strike is not a violent strike. It is not a strike against the government nor the Ministry of Health. We are against the administration of the hospital. And actually, when we wrote our petition, we did not give any to the Ministry of Health or the national government.
Dr. Jamie Smadol, one of the doctors on strikes, says even though the hospital earns income from consultation fee patients pay to see a doctor, the hospital administration is reluctant to consider the plight of its medical workers. Smadol says the medical workers will remain on strike until Juba Teaching Hospital administration answer their demands.
I'm speaking to you right now, Juba Teaching Hospital OPD. None of the doctors is working there. Nobody is seeing the patient. The patients are lying down. Others are just standing in the line, but there is no doctor around. That is the situation we are in. We try to talk to the administration. They promise to solve anything, and up to now, they have not solved anything.
The director of Juba Teaching Hospital, Dr. Isaac Maker, says the institution will issue a statement regarding a strike on Tuesday. He says health officials are working to resolve the concerns of the medical workers at the hospital. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.